With the Six Nations general election taking place this weekend on November 4th, current Six Nations chief made a public endorsement for who he believes should take over as the head of Six Nations elected council. Chief Hill, who announced in September he would not be seeking re-election for a second term, made a public statement through Facebook, voicing his support for Sherry Lynn Hill, one of the two candidates running for chief of Six Nations in this weekend's election.
After much deliberation, after much thought, and again, I was choosing not to get involved because I'm now progressing to my next chapter of my career. However, after articles and the debate last night, I have to really be loud and clear to our community. We need transparency more than anything right now. We need accountability. We need to make sure we're going to have a leader that will be able to have the passion and the drive to actually care about not just individuals, certain individuals, but everyone, the collective. That in being all-inclusive is what our community needs. We are a thriving community, and we can do better, and we will do better. And so with that being said, I am here to officially endorse candidate Sherry Lynn Hill.
Chief Hill explained his decision to officially endorse Sherry Lynn Hill after comments were made about the current council and the lack of work that has been done by them in this term by the second Six Nations chief candidate Steve Williams during the chief candidate debate on October 25th.
I wasn't entirely sure of getting involved in this election as a candidate. As most people know me, I do my best to make sure that I have a positive outlook on any type of situation, and trying to eliminate as much negativity out of my life as possible has been one of my main goals of my own journey of happiness, and what that looks like. And it's anybody who's in the role as chief has gone through multiple times of disrespect, mistreatment, judgment, criticism, and that's part of the role. However, at times it crosses lines, and I think that's where we as a community need to stand up. What does it mean about being loud or violent? And what does that mean about having loud kindness and being and approaching situations in a positive approach as opposed to constantly having the need to tear and attack each other? I don't stand for that. I never will, and I will continue to choose to take the high road to these situations. But there comes points and times where things are said that I have to clarify, because that is not fair on behalf of myself to sit there and to take basically lies that are occurring. And I'm going to start off first by rebuttaling and clarifying my responses to some of the responses from the candidate Steve Williams last night at the Chiefs debate.
Chief Hill commented on the criticisms from Steve Williams in regards to the lack of work council accomplished, and says the current council was able to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic to keep the community safe.
Where he repeatedly is saying that this council of the 58 did absolutely nothing. And I want to state this loud and clear that I take great offense to those statements. And in fact, the remaining councillors who he's also talking about should take great offense to that statement as well, because I know for a fact this council worked diligently. We worked hard and we made sure that we were protecting the health and safety of all of our members, not just groups of people. And so I want to remind Mr. Williams that this council was able to respond to a worldwide pandemic, and that the only thing on our minds was saving lives, actual lives. And that's what we had to do as a council.
Another criticism Chief Hill commented on surrounded the formation of the anti-bullying task force and Steve Williams' comments from the debate, where he said he was asked to sit on the task force by Chief Hill, something that Chief Hill says never happened.
I need to clarify that first and foremost. I have never sent a letter in this regard. The anti-bullying task force was set up on the administration side to then have community members drive what that mandate looks like and how and who would be sitting at that table. So I don't know why he would even say this. And on the topic of bullying, I don't even know why I would call Steve Williams to help on bullying issues when he's been the biggest bully on me this entire term. And I am here to tell the community I am sick of being belittled, I am sick of being demeaned, and I am sick of taking this from the candidate, Mr. Steve Williams. That his infatuation is become so evident that I now have to come here and clarify things because they are blatant lies.
Chief Hill says the purpose of his message was to clarify the comments made by Steve Williams, and he says he's tired of being bullied by Williams and not supportive of his candidacy in this election.
My whole purpose amongst this message is not to fight fire with fire. I'm not here to call Mr. Williams down. I'm here to clarify items. I'm here to state a message to the community that I'm sick and tired of being bullied by Mr. Williams and our local newspaper outlet. I think there's many instances and examples in this community where you can see very clearly what's happening and what has happened to me over the years. And I'm finally at this point where I'm sick of it and I want to tell the community the truth of what's happening here because I do not support Mr. Williams' candidacy as chief.
Candidate Steve Williams raised his concerns on the comments made by Chief Hill in an email sent to CJKS saying, quote, "As a former chief, we all had a gentleman's agreement to not endorse another candidate for chief and to let the people decide. To me, it was like he was trying to interfere in the election, which is against most laws, and my opponent shouldn't have been any part of that, but she was there with him," end quote. Chief Hill says the Six Nations community is coming to an important point in time with court cases surrounding the community's water and the Haldeman Track litigation, and says it's important to have good governance to address those issues, something that he believes Sherry Lynn Hill can accomplish.
Again, I want to just talk a little bit of some of the successes that we have been working closely together. Sherry Lynn and I have shared many years of experience on council, and I think she has the ability to take over as chief. And I want to be loud and clear. We need someone who has the love and compassion of the real needs of these, of our people. And I don't see that with Mr. Williams. I think at a point in time, we're at a pinnacle point in time, rather, in our history. The upcoming court case, we're coming up to 100 years since 1924. We've got to look at our governance issues. We've got to look at our relationship. Our people are telling us to work together. We have to look at our traditional governance. Confederacy chiefs, our clan mothers, we need to hold our women high in high regard. That's what I believe in. That's what I think our governance should look like. But we need good governance. And with transparency and accountability equals all good governance. Passion, love, care for community. And this is why I have decided to endorse Sherry Lynn.
Candidate Sherry Lynn Hill thanked Chief Hill for his endorsement and spoke on the work she hopes to accomplish in the role of Six Nations Chief.
And hello, everyone. I want to begin by saying thank you to Chief Mark Hill for supporting and believing in my campaign becoming the next elected chief. I've been fortunate to work with Chief Hill as an elected counselor, and I've learned a lot from him as a leader. We both want to make clear things clear for our community and ensure that everyone gets a say. I strongly believe that it's time for the people of Six Nations to have their voices heard. I promise to truly listen to your concerns. You deserve to know what's going on in our community, and you should be part of the decisions we make. If I'm elected, I'm confident I can work closely with Chief Hill and the resources he's put together for the next leader. He's made sure the transition will be smooth, and I plan to continue his good work. Once again, thank you to Chief Mark Hill for your support. I'm committed to serving the community's needs, and together we can make a change. Let your voices be heard, and also you deserve accountability, transparency, and honesty.
Six Nations Election Day will take place this Saturday, November 4th at the Six Nations Community Hall.